This is Bouncing Around on 882-6PR, the voice of Perth.
Yes, and the Super Rugby season not far away, literally days away now. And 2017 is probably the biggest season for the Force in many ways, and we're going to discuss that with their brand new skipper. He takes over from Matt Hodgson to become the fourth captain of the Western Force. We're talking about Ben McAlpin, and he joins us here on 882-6PR. Ben, thanks for your time. Congratulations on the appointment as well.
Thanks for having me, guys. Looking forward to the start of the season coming next Saturday.
What does it mean being the captain of the Western Force?
Oh, I mean, I've been here a long time now and had the privilege of being captain of some great captains, you know, Nathan Sharp, David Pocock, and Maggie Hodgson as well. So to now have that title against my name, something I'm excited to, I guess, follow into the first game and hopefully start off with a few wins.
It is very important. It's an important season in more ways than one. We know that the Own the Force campaign has been put into place, and I believe it's going very, very well. But on the back end of that, performances on the pitch are the most important, because that'll drive excitement and enthusiasm with everybody connected with the Western Force. How important is it to start the season with a positive note?
Yeah, very important. I guess we spoke about through the pre-season, we haven't been very open to the media, we haven't been saying the way we want to play or too much about that. It'll be obvious come Saturday the way we want to play, and we spoke about we want to play deep into the season, deep into the finals for the first time, which would be nice. So hopefully the supporters get behind us, which they always do, especially here in Perth, and get a few across to Sydney and start off with a win.
Yes, you take on the Waratahs in your opening match. Saying that, you've just completed, you showed some decent form in the Brisbane Tens last weekend. I think you bowed out at the quarter-final stage. How much do you take from a tournament like that, or is it just a case of being part of the pre-season campaign?
Yeah, I mean, we played the Rebels the Monday night before that, and I mean, you can't go too much on the form through the trials, but we take a bit from it. I suppose the boys showed that we're all fit. Will's been training us very hard, getting the boys fit, and those areas in the game which we were happy about, and allowed us an extra 2 weeks to work on that as well. So, you know, the 10 was a great tournament. It was very hot over there. A lot of the boys are blowing a few cobwebs out, so if anything, take a bit of fitness from it and carry that into round one.
Ben, tell us about the new coach, David Vessels. I believe he's a pretty young chap. In fact, I think he's about 2 years younger than Matty Hodgson. So he's got a lot of responsibility. Tell us more about him. He's been around the traps, but all of a sudden he's got the responsibility of hopefully getting a good season out of the Western Force.
Yeah, Dave, interesting coach. I mean, just because he's 2 years younger than Matty Hodgson doesn't mean that he's young by any means. Hodgson's been around a while now. So I think he's recruited his staff well. He's identified the areas that he wants to focus on, and you know, put an attack coach in Sean Byrne there, and he's strong in defence, so he allows different coaches to coach their role, and he's able to sit back when he needs to and stand up and get in his role when he has to as well. So exciting young coach, and also a lot of exciting new players here as well. So
because what happens with the coach before we speak to the players, Ben? Sometimes players do respond well to a new coach and maybe a new direction that coach does take the team. Has that been the case with David?
Yeah, I think so. He's allowed coaches to come in and bring them what they want to the team. And you know, young players, young coach, all exciting times, great support over here. So, you know, we just need the results now on the field and done the pre-season now. Got a full week next week leading into the Tars game, so that's the focus now.
Yeah, just have a look at some of the players that have gone. We know that Godwin and Maffey and Mathewson and Charles, yep, and these sort of players are not there anymore. But you've added 14 new faces to this Western Force squad, which is quite an overhaul. Some have been necessary, some not so necessary. But looking at some of the new recruits, tell us about the Wallaby cap prop Ben Daly, which is a good signing for the Force.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Daly's is a player plays a lot of aggression. Unfortunately, he's had a few injuries back-to-back, but he's had a strong pre-season now for his first one in a while, where he's been able to train for the last month, you know, leading into his first Super Game. So he's a lot of experience there. Also joining Tatafu in the front row as well. So, you know, very exciting times. And you know, ex-NRL players coming across as well. So they bring a different dimension to the way that we want to play.
Yeah, well, tell us about that. You know, just overall, how do you see the squad? As you mentioned, you've been there for a number of seasons, apart from that little stint in Japan. How do you rate this squad at this stage?
Oh, can you ask me the question in 10 days?
No, does that mean you're unsure?
No, I'm not unsure at all. you know, through training and our trial ground, the boys have certainly got a lot of confidence from that. A lot of experience as well, not just in rugby, but also NRL. So, you know, to play a lot of games in there shows that they're quality players, and they added, like I said before, a different dimension to our squad. So we're feeling confident, but it's certainly a tough week leading into our first game.
Because there's no shortage of international experience in this squad, is there? There's quite a few players that boast a bit of international experience.
Yeah, there is, which helps. It's also, they help develop, I guess, the young players who haven't played a lot. And I guess any team that comes up against us doesn't really know a lot of our players. So it also helps in our favour as well.
What's interesting, Ben, statistically, when you look at stats, and they can tell you a story, but the bottom line is, for you guys to win more games this year, you've got to score more tries, because last season you scored the fewest in the Super Rugby League rugby competition.
Yeah, I mean, obviously score the most points, but we like to not let in as many as well. So
yeah,
Dave, that's where Dave especially is, and he's had a lot of focus on that. And then, you know, Sean brings the attack side of as well. So
is he building sort of a strong set piece this season? Has that been one of Vessel's focus?
Yeah, it's always a focus. We want to give our backs a solid platform to attack from. So I think Adam Coleman as well, a Wallaby now, a lot of experience in that area, has brought a lot to the set piece, especially the line-out this year. So, you know, hopefully we see the rewards come round one.
Pivotal year for the Western Force, as we've mentioned, in more ways than one, and no doubt that the players under a new coach would be really determined to kick off the season well, because, as we know, it's not a huge season in relation to the amount of games that are played. So to get an opening win or two in the first couple of weeks of season is imperative, isn't it, really? Because otherwise you're playing catch-up all year.
It is, and I mean, our first three games are against three Australian teams. So, you know, to be top of that Australian conference is certainly a goal for us, and it starts with the Waratahs, and then, you know, the Thursday night, first home game in Perth. So, yeah, very important we start well.
And it's interesting, of course, you're travelling to Argentina this year, which is just around the corner.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it was a great place to travel, and a few new boys haven't been there, so they'd be excited about that. We aren't looking that far away.
Good on you, Ben. Thanks for joining us. Congratulations on your appointment as skipper. I think you'll do a fine job, but you're a great leader, and let's hope it's one of those real exciting years for the Western Force, and it bucks the odds of what people perceive you may get out of the 2017 campaign.
Cheers, guys. We're confident. Thanks for the support.
Good on you. Ben McCallum joining us here on 882 6PR's Bouncing Around. Support the Western Force. As we mentioned, they're away in their first game against the Waratahs before coming home the following week and playing at NIB Stadium. I remember in the early days, they used to get over 20,000. No doubt people love winners, and things have dropped off just a bit in the last few seasons, but it is a pivotal year, because there's been talk about the future of the Western Force. We want a rugby franchise here in Perth, Western Australia. Some people in the eastern states have questioned it, but in the end, it's all up to the players, the coach, the administrators, and the supporters, more importantly, to show that there is still genuine interest in the code here in the western part of this country. So go and support them, particularly in that first home game. And if they pull up a good result against the Waratahs, then I think there will be quite a few people cheering them on the following week. It's 17-5. This is Bouncing Around. You're with Peter Vlahos on this Saturday afternoon. Great to have your company. Coming back with more after the break, including your calls, 9221882, the SMS 19999677. The West Coast Eagles went down by 33 points today to GWS in the preseason game in the New South Wales Riverina area. We just spoke to Dom Sheed. If you want to critique on how they went or talk about anything else, if you're a Force fan, what do you expect to see this season, and will you be supporting the club by rocking up to their home games this year? I think it's imperative you do get there, and give us your thoughts on the Force as well.